Welcome to Rise to the Challenge with Burlington Core, your go-to mini podcast for educators and administrators in adult English language learning. In each episode, you'll hear a quick conversation of success stories, innovative teaching strategies, and practical tips that can help you overcome everyday challenges.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. My name is April Lawton, and I work as a customer manager for Burlington English. Today, I have the great pleasure of being here with Rachel Gassling. She is the Adult Education Director at Western Nebraska Community College in Scottsbluff, Nebraska. Rachel, would you mind introducing yourself to our audience?
Yes, I would love to introduce myself. My name is Rachel Gassling, and as April said, I am the Program Director for Western Nebraska Community College, and I have been the director for about 2 years here. And before that, I was an instructor for the program, so I've really enjoyed my time in adult education.
So tell us a little bit about your program then.
We serve the Panhandle of Nebraska, helping people earn their GEDs and learn English as a second language. And it's a very rewarding program to be a part of.
So I know that you and your team face a lot of challenges. What specific challenge would you like to share with your adult education colleagues across the country today?
So one of the things that we've been challenged by with our students is, how do we help them develop those soft skills to really make a difference in their educational goals? A lot of what we worked on is, how do you communicate with us? Like, if you can't make it to class, or kind of setting expectations with them from the get-go, like at orientation, we make sure that first from the start, we let them know what their expectations can be of us, right? Because we don't want them to not really know anything. Like, we let them know, you know, this is what we do for you, this is how we help you, but then also set expectations from their end so that they know what we're going to expect from them. And when we started there, I think it really made a difference for our students when we had these like realistic expectations that they were aware of from the get-go.
That's so good. How did you practically do that?
So one of the things that we kind of tested out last year was like student contracts. And I know every program is a little bit different and not everything works for every program, but we found that this actually really was key for our program. So what we did is we started with our largest classroom at the latter half of the program year and just kind of tested it out to see how students reacted with it. So the student contract, it's really basic. Honestly, it's just like, you're supposed to meet with your instructor once a week. You're turning in your homework on time. You're communicating with us if you can't make it to class. It's really basic stuff. And just setting goal dates for when they want to achieve certain things by. And when we did this, we found for this like pilot group of students that 74% of those students that actually like met their dates and were held accountable to those contracts made a gain when they post-tested.
Wow.
So we immediately saw this correlation between when we have an expectation and a way to hold them accountable to their goals, that they did better. So that's kind of where we started. And once we started implementing that and we saw that it worked, we did it for our entire program for like this program year starting in July. Honestly, it has been truly eye-opening to see how students transform, even if they haven't really had those forms of accountability or time management or stuff prior. Like when they started in our program, they started kind of doing it. And then by the end, they were really, really pros at communicating and being able to know when stuff was due, which is really great to see.
That's amazing. Wow. Well, what are the resources you found to be the most helpful in this process?
A resource that we found whenever it came to these contracts was, so our program coordinator, Amy, she does all the orientations for our program. One of them is Zoom recorded, the other one she does in person. One of the things that really kind of helped open the students' eyes to understanding why it's important for them to understand like how important time is she would sit them down at orientation and have them open their phones and go to like the app or whatever it is on your phone that tells you how much time you're spending on your phone.
Yeah.
And so she would be like, open that and just take a peek and tell me like How does that make you feel when you tell me like, oh, well, I only have like 3 hours a week I can dedicate to this? Do you really? How much time does it say that you're spending on TikTok? How much time does it say you're spending on Facebook? How much time does it? And truly, that opens a lot of students' eyes to like, wow, I maybe have more time than I gave myself credit for originally.
So interesting. It sounds like when you encountered resistance from the students, you use that as a resource to help them open their eyes to what they had available to them.
Oh, 100%. They definitely, you'll always encounter people that always have some reason or another for different things, but making sure that they understand the hard facts and kind of being on the realistic side with them, like, because you can't always be the gentle, nice. Well, I guess we're always nice,
Right.
but like you can't always be super gentle about this stuff, especially if they're kind of just like, well, I realistically only have this much time. And it's like, well, check your phone. How much time are you spending on stuff like TikTok or whatever? And could you maybe cut that time in half and spend, like, if you're spending 2 hours a day on social media, like, could you cut that in half and spend an hour on homework instead?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Did you encounter any other resistance in this process?
I think it was mostly harder for returning students because they weren't used to this, like, student contract that now we had. And so they were kind of thrown off a little bit because they hadn't had that before. They weren't used to it. So it did take some effort on our instructor's part and my part as well, giving them calls and just trying to make sure that we're holding them accountable, but we're also being graceful and understanding that that transition can be really difficult for some people, especially if they've been in our
Right.
program for 4 years or something. You never know. Like, they're like, well, why all of a sudden is it changing? And it's for their own good, and you kind of just have to show it in a way that they understand.
How did you know when you'd achieve success with your students?
So I think for this particular challenge, whenever we started seeing students be more dedicated to their schoolwork, coming in more, their retention increase, the students would communicate just so much more clearly as time went on. They would be like, if they said they're coming in Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday to class and they can't make it one of those days, they'd send an email or a text to their instructor and be like, hey, like, I'm not going to be able to make it. I just want to let you know this is the next time I'll be in class. So they started having that accountability. They understood how it worked and things like that. But we really started to see it this program year. So having started in July, we met performance by the end of October. So October 31st, we had met performance. And so,
Amazing.
to me, yeah, honestly, it blew my mind that we already got there that quickly. But honestly, it's because when we set those expectations and the students are held to those expectations and they're learning those skills, we saw them in class more, which means they're doing their studying, which means they're turning around and able to do those post-tests. They're able to get GED exams scheduled more because they're in class more. They're turning in homework. They're feeling prepared. Like, it really is just a snowball effect that started with, this is what you're going to be required to do, and we're going to help you do that. And then it just snowballed to them wanting to be in class more. They're getting stuff done. They're really like taking their education and their goals seriously.
That's amazing, Rachel. Truly amazing. So, what's the next challenge that you're ready to tackle?
I love this question in that I would love to not think about a challenge, but I am always excited for one. In January, we have our next in-service. So that means all of our instructors get together and we kind of bring stuff. I imagine they'll bring plenty to the table of problems that they've encountered recently, and that way we can as a group figure out what maybe is the next challenge. But honestly, it's for our program, we're just always trying to improve. So a lot of what I'm just is keeping my ears open to what maybe is consistently an issue among like the admin instructors, or a consistent issue I see within testing, or just students. So yeah, just kind
Absolutely.
of getting it open.
I love that. I love that flexibility. Well, thank you so much for sharing your experiences today, Rachel. There's just so much that you should be proud of at WNCC.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us today, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to our Rise to the Challenge with Burlington Core mini podcast. Tune in for our next episode and another conversation with one of your adult education colleagues who will share their story of overcoming everyday challenges. And if you'd like to discuss the challenges at your adult education program with one of our friendly Burlington English team members, visit our website at www.burlingtonenglish.com and click Schedule a Demo. Until next time.